Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. And Ian, in breaking news,
yes.
It's been confirmed that the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show has once again been named the official radio show for Elf on the Shelf Update in Ireland.
But that's about 6 years now. This is fantastic. So we're the official. That's fantastic. It's just breaking now, is it?
Yes, yeah. So get ready for Monday morning because kids across Ireland will be able to submit their Elf on the Shelf updates from Monday morning. So the texts are going to be absolutely crazy now Monday.
Because this is where we give you the updates and say what the elves have been doing overnight when the kids go to bed, and then somehow they start getting up to all kinds of mischief. And we have been reporting on that for so many years, and now it's just broken. That we've got it again, the contract.
And we've got a spokesperson, so Jazzy.
Oh!
Yes, a representative of the Elf on the Shelf community, so this is a big deal.
Oh, wow.
And so she's revealed why the breakfast show was chosen again for the 7th year running.
Ian has always been a great support to the whole Elf community, and we know that hundreds of thousands of children in Ireland tune into him every morning, so it was just a no-brainer for us. We're thrilled.
There you go.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is the best news ever. Orla McNulty is waiting for us. She's going to kickstart the nation today. Orla.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Excellent. Good news. So you put the tree up last weekend, was it?
We did, yeah. We were going away till this weekend, but I think with our couple of extra snow days that we got, we said we'd go for it last weekend.
Go for it. Okay. And it's looking good?
It's looking great, yeah. We've two up. So kids did one of them and I did the other one.
Two trees, have you?
After, yeah. The kids had to do one of them.
Oh, right. Okay. The kids have to do one as well. Okay. And you went to see Wicked as well, I believe.
Yeah, we did. We went to see Wicked on Saturday, so that was brilliant.
So what did you think of it? Yeah, good.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, we've seen the musical a good few times, so we were excited to go and see the movie. So brilliant.
And am I right in saying that the musical has kind of two parts and the movie has just the first part of it? Is that right?
Yeah, so the musical, the interval is at Defying Gravity, but the movie then stops at Defying Gravity. So part two then, I presume, will be next year.
And it's coming out next year, is it? Have they actually said that already?
Oh, I have no idea, so don't quote me. I have no idea.
You might be right. You might be right. I'll ask our showbiz correspondent, Shauna O'Reilly. She'll know.
Better than me.
Yeah. And listen, your husband, Aidan, and your two kids, Quinn, what a great name, and Bobby, a great name. Bobby, a little girl who is 4 years of age. Yeah.
So she was four just in November, yeah.
Excellent, very good. And so I'm going to pass it over to you now, Orla, and thank you very much for doing this. And
thank you.
I hope you have a very, very happy Christmas. You've made a good start on it anyway, Orla.
Might as well.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Thanks, Ian. Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to say hello to all the staff and the students in Killochlean School, and also to the wonderful students, teachers and SNA in Scoil Leosa School, Newcastle West. They're so busy preparing for the Carol service in 2 weeks' time, so keep up the good work. A big hello to my parents, Tony and Agnes, no doubt they're still in bed. My two sisters, Kieran and Marie-Claire, my brother-in-law, Johnny, and my three great-nephews, Tig, Irla, and baby Caden. Hello to Nicola, who's driving the bus, and I know she's listening this morning. And hello to all my other friends, you know who you are. Finally, I'd like to say a big shout-out to my wonderful husband, Aidan, on his way to work. And now I've got my two great helpers, Quinn and Bobby. So, guys, are we ready to say, Ian, push that button!
We're going to talk to Joyce Milligan now in a second, and Joyce is going to have a go at the waffle competition. So it's time for us to play. It's a game where we give you a topic just before you start, so nobody knows what the topic is just yet except me. I've got it in front of me here. And then you have to waffle about it as much as you can in 30 seconds. And lots of people have won this, by the way. So I know some people I meet and they say, nobody ever wins that waffle. They do. They win all the time. I've got banks of them here, people that have won down through the year or two. Joyce Milligan's in Swords, having her fourth baby next week. Oh, very good. Hi, Joyce. How are you?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Great. So you're all set for baby number four, yeah?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Excellent. So have you any idea what date it's going to be, or you're just waiting to...
We're going into hospital today for the plan.
Right. Oh, very good.
We'll be sooner next week.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, listen, it sounds like it's not going to be too much bother to you.
Hopefully not.
No, but you sound like you're being very positive about it, which is good, is a good thing.
Yeah, excited. Yeah, really excited.
Very good. Okay, and all your other kids then will be thrilled to have a new little baby as well.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So excited for Christmas, yeah.
And Joyce, do you know, don't tell me no, you know, but do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
I do.
You do?
Okay. Way too nosy to wait.
Pardon?
Way too nosy to wait.
Well, there you go. Well, you enjoy the whole process there, and I'm sure you're going to get great support from your family and friends and all as well coming up to Christmas. So have you got your tree up and everything?
No, we don't. We'll probably put it up this weekend.
Right,
that's the plan. Okay. We get a real tree, so we have to wait a bit longer.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And same thing with us now. Because we're saying you don't want the thing drooping over on Christmas Eve. Sure you don't.
No,
you know, you want it to be nice and straight up there. Okay, Joyce, you ready for this?
Yeah,
let's do it. Right, we have got for you our topic, and we're going to find out in a moment what it is, and then you go for it. All right, here we go.
Today's waffle topic is
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Ipswich.
Well done.
Oh God, I'm brutal. Ginger. Ireland. Galway girl. Plus,
yeah.
Divide.
No, forget about all those. Yeah, that's right. Go on, you got that. Okay. Other songs. Come on.
Thinking of you. Thinking out loud.
Yeah.
One more.
Quick. You'd only one left to go there. You got Thinking Out Loud. You got Galway Girl, which was good to get. Ipswich as well, the first one.
That was my husband, he gave me that.
I know, yeah. And then you said one of them was a divide or plus or whatever. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
because we were saying we'd give you any one of those,
but we didn't want them all,
yeah. So subtract, plus, divide, and multiply. The only one you left out was I'm in love with the shape of you. Of you, Joyce.
Oh, if my niece was here, she would have given me that
of
one.
Of course she would.
Anyway,
Joyce, doesn't matter. You've got baby number four coming.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck.
Bye.
Shauna's here with your showbiz news.
Yes.
How are you getting on?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Very good.
Good.
Top form, thanks be to God. Well, I've a bit of a cold, to be honest with you.
Do you know
sort
what?
Of sniffly.
I'm a bit sniffly too.
You know that kind of fizzy feeling you say,
fizzy head.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So I'm just hanging on in there.
Okay.
You know, just hoping
that it's
not going to go to the next phase.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Hopefully that has broken the spell now. It'll be grand.
Fizzy head, the official term.
Yeah. Might have a drink later on.
Oh, that'll sort it. Yeah.
Anyway, Notting Hill news.
Yeah, so Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant starred in Notting Hill in 1999, and it is still one of the most loved romantic comedies of all time. It gave us this very quotable line.
And don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy. Asking him to love her.
Oh, God. And then that movie, it was wrapped up very nicely with the lead characters Anna Scott and William Thacker living happily ever after.
Right.
But writer and director Richard Curtis has revealed that he had planned a follow-up, a sequel where Anna and William split up and were getting divorced. Shock, horror. However, he explained that the project was halted by the one and only Julia Roberts, who said, "This was a very poor idea." And you know what? It's good to hear people say, no, leave it where it is. It's fine as it is.
But we're going to give you 75 million. No, it's not a good idea.
Okay, maybe actually, let's do it. No, I'm glad that it wasn't touched because some things just need to be left alone.
I'm going to make an admission now. I've never seen Notting Hill.
It is a good one, Ian.
Is it?
Yeah. It is a good one. It's it's classic Hugh Grant.
I put it on my list.
Yeah,
the problem is, Jared's probably seen that already.
About 12 times,
exactly,
I'd say.
Yeah. So then if I say, what about Notting Hill? Of soon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's for one for yourself over
she'd
Christmas.
She'd say, no, I want to watch Killer in My Village again. Yeah.
Perfect viewing for romantic viewing.
Exactly. producers of Traitors Ireland. Listen up, everybody.
Yes. So Lord Henry Mountcharles and his son Alex, who own Slane Castle, say they are open to discussions about the possibility of the Traitors Ireland being filmed there. So according
That's
to...
good. That sounds
it
perfect,
is good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So according to reports, production on the Irish version begins in March. And if it is to stay in keeping with the UK and US versions, a big castle, a big kind of impressive, opulent location is needed.
Yes.
Slane would be perfect. Now, I've never stepped foot inside Slane Castle. It could be in bits inside.
Have you not?
No, no. I mean, there was the time Bono did ask and I said, listen, Bono, sorry, I'm actually going out with Ian and Charlie tonight, so I can't. But no, I'm sure it'll be perfect for it. Yeah.
But all they need is an outside shot of it.
I mean, oh, well, a lot of it is done.
No,
it's all done in the castle.
Is it?
It's all done in the castle, Ian. So it needs to be nice inside.
Right.
But an L lick of paint and a rug, they'd manage it. Yeah.
So it's Lord Henry and Co. They're open to offers.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me.
Now,
talk to me.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.